That's Doug Stone and Little Houses on the Pig at 103.9 MyPigRadio.com on a rainy Thursday morning. Lots of showers and thunderstorms around the area. It finally hit the Texarkana area.
Yes, it did.
And it looks like it'll rain for a good part of the morning before it winds down. Heaviest probably right now in the next little while, and then it'll get lighter. But it's going to be, after that, a pretty nice day with clouds for the most part and highs around 79 or 80. Much better temperature-wise than yesterday when it was 93. And that didn't even count the humidity and what it felt like. So I'd rather have this over that for sure. But it is the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we got a new friend. And we've been having some new friends
lately.
Yeah,
I like
that.
This. Yeah.
Meet new people. Not that we don't like the old friends. We like to have them back, too. But it's always good to meet people, isn't it, Anna?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and interesting things that they do. We're talking with Cole from 67 Speedway. And Cole, we found out on the Facebook, he was born and raised in this area and graduated from Hooks, the Hornets. And he's been a racer out on the Speedway, and now he's on the other side of it announcing. And he's got some big events coming up at the Speedway that we're going to talk about. But talk a little bit about the fact that you got into racing pretty early because it was in the blood, in the genes, as they say, because your dad was a racer.
Yep. He, by the way, good morning to everybody.
Absolutely.
Good morning, listeners.
Glad to have you on.
Hopefully
you
all stay dry this morning. Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, my dad started racing. I was born in 97. Dad started racing in 98, and 67 opened up in early 98. So first it was called Meadowland Speedway first, and then, you know, changed names. So that's a whole different story. But
I like it.
He started racing, so I pretty much had no choice but to just grow up and like it. I either had to like racing or I was going to live a hard life.
Well, you know, embrace it.
A lot of times, whatever dad is into really big like that, you're going to be into it.
Family,
Which, you know, my whole family is big in cars and stuff, just through all the cousins and uncles and all that. They're all big into cars, so it was easy for me to jump on board with it.
So you had you enjoyed about how long did you race out at the Speedway?
I started racing in 2017, late 16, early 17, and raced until 2019. I mean, I can't say I stopped because my buddies have a car now that we're putting together, so I'm gonna be racing on Saturday.
Yeah, you hadn't really stopped, but you were saying that you were sitting in the stands and your buddy called you up to come up there to help announce, and that's how you got started announcing.
Yep, the world famous Zach Clark just opened the door one day and stuck his head out and said, "Cole, come here." He said, "I think it'll be a good interview." So I walked up there and I ended up announcing the whole rest of the feature events for the night with him, and then he asked me, he said, "Do you want to come back next weekend and do it?" And I was like, "Yeah,
I'm on it."
So he slid me a little money, and I was like, "Man, I can make some cash.
I might actually get money here.
Sit in the AC and so
it's just my love doing anyway."
Yep.
So it's a win-win. So you've been announcing since then. Absolutely great. Let's see here. Yeah, we can start talking about the first event because you got several events coming up, but let's start talking about the event that's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, what's going on?
We have got the American Crate Late Model Series.
Okay.
So it'll be a two-night show, two separate nights. You know, normally we'll have, like, if we have a big race, it'll be a Thursday will be qualifying and stuff like that, heats to decide where you need to start and everything. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it'll be two separate shows. So we'll run hot laps, heat races, A-mains, hot laps, heat races, A-mains, both nights. So first night will be $2,000 to win. Saturday night will be $2,500 to win.
Oh, neat. I like that.
So you're gonna if you're in the audience, you're gonna love this.
Yeah, this is gonna be great.
The gates will open at what time?
Gates open at 5. Everybody starts really moving around, getting everything busy over there. Races start about 7:30, 8-ish.
Okay.
All right.
So give us time to get the track packed in. You know, give us a little window in case we have any issues and stuff like that. So, but yeah, normally around 7:30 to 8 is when we start making noise. So.
All right.
This is a special event, so admission's $20. Usually it's $15, but because
that is
this
correct.
Is a special event, it's going to be $20.
Correct.
But it's well worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no shortage
and
of
you're
a show
have
in this
food,
deal.
Beverages.
Oh, yeah, we'll have the works. We'll have cold beer down there. We'll have Chicken Express sweet tea.
Yum.
We have hamburgers. I mean, we have the whole spiel.
Yeah,
we,
so.
bring the family out and have a great time. Hang around. We got a lot more to talk about, but this is going to be fun this weekend going on at 67 Speedway, and we'll talk more about that. And we'll get around eventually to talk about another event that's coming up on the 17th. And before he leaves, he doesn't know this, he's going to play a game.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
With Anna.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
All
right.
Fun.
I'm down.
All right.
Good.
More of the best of most country coming up on the Pig as we continue on this rainy Thursday morning. Drive carefully out there. Slow down.
Please.
It is very, very wet. We call it the best and the most country for a reason. At 103.9 and mypigradio.com. 74 degrees out there with rain and thunderstorms in the area this morning. Some heavy rain going on in the Texarkana area, and that should last for a little while. And then it'll be some light rain after that eventually to move on out later on. But it'll keep the temperatures down today, about 79 or 80 for your high. It was a whopping 93 yesterday, which I wasn't enjoying that very much. Every time I went outside, I was like, oh, how quick can I get back inside?
Right.
But not too bad today. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
That's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend Cole from 67 Speedway. We just met him, found out he was a Hooks Hornet, been around here his entire life, been in racing, involved in it, and all everything behind it since he was just a baby because his dad was in it.
Yeah, you didn't have a rattle, you had a wrench.
Oh, yeah. That's what my dad used to do. He would set me in the baby holder, put me up on the dash of the race car, so that way I could stay content while he was getting stuff done.
Yeah, you just
stay
still.
He was born right into it, and he's been racing out at Speedway, and now he's announcing out at the Speedway.
I love
which
this.
Is a fun job.
Been on both sides
to
of the fence, yeah, as they say.
Yeah, and he found out that the announcing part of it's a lot of fun.
It really is.
And so, because man up there, you're right. The crowd's right below you, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. I can look down and see everything, and it is so entertaining. It's never not entertaining to watch the wet side where they partake of the alcohol,
because
you get to see some of the best angles of some of the best things that go on there.
They have some fun out there, but that's part of it.
That's
fun
the
in the stands.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, this event, we wanted to talk about the sponsors.
Yes. Yeah, we've got some great guys that come on board with us. Hadaway Towing and Collision. You know, Phil's always been a big part of the racing community. He took care of me when I raced. He's taken care of a lot of my friends at race and stuff. So he's always been around, always been a really nice guy and really helpful to us. So always appreciate him. And Terry Lee, Texarkana Tire and Wheel. He races out there at 67. He's even helping to take care of us and help keep things going, keep the track running like it should, you know. We've got Red River Wrecker Service that's come on board, you know, and they've been a real big part of what's went on with the
They're
track.
They're necessary, yeah.
And Durham's Lawn Care and Dustin Durham. We've got Bubba Green's Towing. So, I mean, we've got a good spiel and good spread, and we've got countless others. We keep them posted down on the billboards on the infield of the track, so you can when you go in it will not be hard to figure out who is helping us
who
put
support
this deal.
This community,
we try and keep it posted everywhere. If you can't see it, it's because you're not looking
right. I like that.
About and it didn't have to be an exact amount, but about how many cars are going to be out on the track
ish
we normally try and start around 20 to 21 cars in each A main, somewhere around there. We like to keep it in the 20s. So if we can get them, we'll have a full field of factory stocks, 20-something to start the A main, you know, 20-something in the four cylinders to start if we can get it. So the more, as many as we can get, we try and pack them all on.
Right. So it's a night filled with a lot of excitement.
Absolutely. Now, every once in a while.
Every once in a while,
there's a little crash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, spark. There's some sparks flying every now and then. But, you know, that's just part of it. It gives you shop talk the next week.
It does.
In NASCAR, they call it trading the paint or whatever.
Yeah. We call it trading blows.
Okay.
Trading some legs.
But it's fun part of it.
Oh, yeah. But, see, it works out good for our sponsors, because if we go out there and one of them bends the frame, we can send it to Hadaway's Towing and Collision. They can straighten the frame for them.
Right,
so, I mean, it's a win-win for
everybody. For all of us.
Absolutely. Now, that's going to be going on this weekend. Now, you got another event, though, coming up in just a couple of weeks on the 17th, right?
Yes. On the 17th, we'll have the ASCS National Tour Sprint Cars there. And that'll be pretty cool to see, because that's the first time we've ever had the National Tour sanctioning body itself there in 13 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, we've had other smaller sanctioning bodies, but to get them is kind of a big deal, because it costs a little more,
it
you know,
does.
And it's a bigger show, and so a little higher stakes. So it'll be real cool to be able to watch it. And actually, the guy that won the last race, Tim Crawley, will be there.
Oh, neat.
At this race. So he's see if he'll defend. Be able to defend his title.
Yeah, you know? I like that. Hopefully. Go Tim. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a great race.
It will
whether,
be.
Whether he wins or not, maybe it's going to be a great race.
Oh, it's going to be fun. They've done so much work redoing the track, did a big renovation on it. You know, new concrete wall, new fence, painting the grandstands, you know, wrought iron fencing around the whole
deal.
I've
heard there's a lot of work. Yeah.
They even put palm trees in front.
Did they really
put palm trees on the dirt track in Arkansas, man? We're doing big things.
Big time.
Yeah, we're doing big things.
Well, I've heard there's a lot of activity been going on over there. So
oh, yeah. Obviously, yeah, they've done it. I'm very, very happy with what the Wiznats have done with the place. They've given a new life to a track that's been a little haven to the racing community for a long time.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about it for pretty much since it's been around.
Yep.
Because unfortunately, I'm old, so I've been around that long, too. All right, we'll continue talking with Cole, and we'll also get him and Anna to play a game, and you people play along out there in Radio Land as well, as we continue on a stormy, rainy Thursday morning here on The Pig. We call it the best and the most country, 1039mypigradio.com. And in case you missed it earlier this hour, as a matter of fact, we just started yesterday with the Straight at 8.
Right.
That is something that we're going to do every weekday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. You know, we already play more George Strait than anybody, and we're proud of it.
Of course.
Well, now we're going to kick off the 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. hours each weekday with the Straight at 8. It is two George Strait songs back to back.
No better way to start the hour.
Yep, so look for that every weekday morning and every weekday evening, 8 a.m., 8 p.m. right here on The Pig. We've got Cole from 67 Speedway in with us. He has done a lot of racing in his time, still does some of that, but he's also an announcer, and he's enjoying that at the 67 Speedway. Been talking about a couple of big events coming up, one this weekend, then one on the weekend of Father's Day on the 17th, and we'll kind of wrap that up here in just a minute and make sure everybody knows what the price is, what the gate admission is, where they can get more info and all that. But right now we do have a game, and the game we're going to play today is called Slogan Off, and it's Classic Edition. It is famous commercial slogans. I'll give you the slogan. You name the product.
Oh, I think I can do this.
I hope so.
I know you can.
I think I got this.
We're going to ace this one.
Even though Cole's a little younger.
He's talented.
Don't count me out.
I'm not counting you out.
The young buck's going to be it. I mean, we'll see.
All right, we'll see. We'll see here. And here we go. The first one, here's the slogan. You knocked my block off. You knocked my block off.
No idea.
No idea? Well, see, that's where my olderness olderness comes in. That's the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Okay.
Back in the day,
was that Rock'em an American Sock'em thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And they would fight in the ring.
Okay.
And if you hit him right in the chin, his head would pop up.
Oh. Yeah, shoot up in the air.
You knocked my block off.
I don't think that's very PC anymore.
Okay, I think they still have them.
Yeah, they still
have
them.
It was in a movie here, too, recently. Rock'em Sock'em Robots. All right, let's try this one. This one, if y'all get this one, I may just walk out.
Oh, let's get it.
Would you offer a blank to a lady? Would you offer a blank to a lady? I'll give you a hint. I still don't think you're going to get it. It's something that you would smoke. This is back when they were able to advertise smoking, which they can't do anymore.
A cigar.
Yeah, specifically kind of cigar, though.
From Havana.
It was the fancy fancy cigars called Tipperillos. They had the little plastic end.
Oh, yeah,
they have some of those today.
Yeah.
They call them something different.
Yeah,
we won't go into the detail.
Yeah, because you can't advertise that anymore.
Right.
But this is just a game. all right, let's see if y'all can get this one. Blank makes the very best chocolate.
That's Nestle.
Yes.
That's not an advertisement. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's
true. I love Nestle.
It is good. I'm a sucker for Nestle Crunch.
Now. Oh, yeah.
You are.
Yeah,
yep.
I love Nestle's Crunch.
Hey, crush them up, put them in some milk, man,
yeah.
Eat them with a spoon.
He's
ooh.
Talking now.
He's our kind of guy.
All right. This is one you should get to. Candy-coated popcorn, peanuts, and a prize. That's what you get in a box of blank.
Cracker Jack.
Yep.
Cracker Jack.
Yes.
Yeah. And you sank my blank.
Battleship.
Battleship,
yes,
see?
Go Cole!
He did quite well.
For the win.
He did quite well.
I actually got to play Battleship when I was a kid. So yeah, I'm familiar.
You go, yeah. Yeah. They still got it. You yeah, still buy it in the store.
Game. Well, I mean, you know, kids nowadays, they don't play board games.
No.
Well, we played someone with my kids, but, you know, they get out of it pretty quick.
It doesn't blink and flash and make enough noises.
Yes,
you
know? Right. I know.
It's not distracting enough.
Yes. But you did quite well on Classic Editions.
Thank you for winning this for us.
All right. Once again, a big event going on this Friday. Let's see. Yeah, we got enough time. Quickly tell us again what the event is this Friday.
Once again, it will be the American Crate Late Models. Two-night show, 2,000 to win Friday, 2,500 to win Saturday. That's presented by Texarkana Tire and Wheel. So, once again, thank you, Terry Lee.
Yeah.
Then on the 17th, we will have ASCS National Tour Sprint Cars presented by Hathaways. It will be the first time they've been back to the track in 13 years. So, if you ain't got anything going, make your way down there and try and check out both events, or I should say all three events.
You need to be there.
Right. Yeah.
Gates open at?
Yep. Gates open at 5. Races start about 7:30 or 8.
Perfect.
Both Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Yep.
It's going to be $20 for these special events. Mm-hmm. Normally out there on a normal night is $15.
Mm-hmm. Food and beverages food, there?
Yep. Cold beer, yeah, you got everything.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great
Chicken
night.
Chicken Express, sweet tea.
Oh,
I mean,
the best.
Whatever.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun. Make sure you are in the stands for these special events at 67th Speedway. That's this weekend and then again on the 17th. Thanks for coming in. It was great to meet you.
Thank y'all for having me. I enjoyed it.
All right. Well, more of the best of most country. We'll continue on the pig.